Dan, you're welcome back to the Saturday Sports Show. Now, tomorrow afternoon, down in the Bull Wall, there's a special fundraiser in aid of the Irish Cancer Society. It's Action Against Prostate Cancer, being organised by members of the North Dublin Winter Swimming Club. And to talk about the event and about the club, looking back in the club down through the years, delighted to welcome a prominent member of North Dublin Winter Swimming Club. He is Pádraig Boyle, and he's on the line. Pádraig, a very good morning. How are you?
Hello, Fergus. I'm here. How are you?
Good. So, Pádraig, tell us about the event that you have planned tomorrow down in the Bull Wall.
Yes, well, there's two open sea races. There's a gents' race and a ladies' race. They're annual races. They take place every year. The Jim Kavanagh Trophy for the men and the Plunkett McAllister Trophy for the ladies.
Yeah.
The men's race starts at 12:45, and then the women's race at 2:30.
Oh, I see, right.
They're roughly a mile long of a distance from the steps. If you know the Bull Wall, Fergus, it's from the steps down to the wooden bridge.
Ah,
there's steps there at the wooden bridge, and they finish there.
Good.
And that's roughly a mile race. It'll take place over the duration of 30 to 40 minutes for each race. A handicap race, and you'll get about 150 male competitors and about 100 lady competitors in the race. So it's a great event to see. And you can walk the wall, you can walk down along with the swimmers. It's not like some of the open sea races where they're out at sea and you wouldn't see it.
Yeah.
And the Bull Wall is ideal for that.
Of course.
And we're going to take up a collection for prostate cancer.
Yeah,
it's quite a common problem with men, and there's quite a number, swimmers included.
Mm.
All men, they say about 1 in 10 can suffer from prostate, but it's a disease that if it's caught in time, it's very treatable. So we're raising a few funds for the men, and we hope you'll come along and enjoy the day and put a few bob in the bucket.
Exactly. And you'll be swimming yourself, I take it, tomorrow, will
well,
you, Paul?
Well, I'm not competing now.
No.
I've gone a little bit long in the tooth for that. But there's some of us going down early at about 12 o'clock, and we'll have our swim, and then we'll enjoy the sight of the racers.
I know. And I understand prize giving might take place in Connolly's, the sheds in Vernon Avenue, after the racing.
Yes, that's traditional. They go back to the sheds there in Vernon Avenue, and there's a fine garden out the back, and we do the prize giving there, and a little bit of refreshments to recharge the batteries can be used.
I know.
Sea swimming can be a bit of a thirsty activity.
I know, of course. But of
there's a lot of salt in the water.
Indeed. And of course, tomorrow's event, like, it's part of the Open Sea, as you said, calendar for 2014. Lots of races leading up to the Liffey Swim, of course, later on.
Yes, that's true. The calendar, the season starts early June, there last week down the Half Moon, and it runs right through into September.
Mm.
And the races take place all over the country.
They race
in Cork, they race in, out in the lakes and the Midlands, and all up and down the coast, you know.
Mm.
And lots in the Dublin area. In fact, there's one today in Port Marnock, you know. It really has thrived since the event of triathlon. Before that, like, it was mainly just the hardy annuals, the swimmers from the club. But with the event of triathlon, it's opened up to a lot more. And it's an activity really for all the family, like from teenage, you'll get from early teens up to 50s and maybe even beyond competing, handicap racing.
Okay. And Pádraig, let's look at the North Dublin Winter Swimming Club. I think it was founded back in the 1920s, wasn't it? And had its home down in the Clontarf Baths.
That's true, Fergus. The swimmers in Clontarf there in the 20s, mainly Clontarf Swimming Club and other members of the public, some of them decided to continue on swimming after September as the water got colder.
Yeah.
And so they formed a group and they call it the North Dublin Winter Swimming Club.
Sure. Yeah.
And this functioned for roughly 10 years as a mix of a club, a winter club purely. But then they affiliated to the Irish Amateur Swimming Association, and North Dublin kind of became a full club in its own right, and Clontarf still exists and that. But No, winter swimming went on all the way through. We ran competitions in Clontarf Baths every Sunday morning, right up to the closure of the baths there some years ago,
I remember I used to go down, particularly on a Christmas morning, to watch the swimmers and play a bit of water polo, etc. It was always a great morning down there.
Christmas morning, well, there's still a great tradition of swimming. But unfortunately, we're dispersed now around the Bull Wall and Malahide and all that, depending on the tide and Christmas, and the boat club. The Clontarf Yacht and Boat Club always have an annual swim Christmas. But that's still going very strong, you know.
But I think of some of the great former members of the club. The late, great Joe Coyne was one, wasn't he? He was a great character, but a great... I think he finished second in the Liffey swim at one stage, didn't he?
Yeah, Joe, now, when I joined the club as a young lad there in the 50s, Joe was one of the very prominent swimmers, along with a good group, Paddy Condon, who I think,
yes,
you know...
P.G. Condon.
Well, and Paddy's still on the go in his 90s, not swimming now, but he's still alive.
Good man, great.
And there was a great tradition in North Dublin of open sea racing.
Yeah.
And also water polo and open sea racing.
That's right, yeah.
Now, in the early days, championship swimming all took place outdoors, Blackrock Baths and Clontarf Baths, and then you'd have it down the Lee Baths and up in Picky Pool and Bangor.
Yeah.
But when it moved indoor, North Dublin tended to focus on the open sea racing and the water polo.
Yeah.
And they're still strong. There's a good, active, strong club there today.
Good. And Norman Hannigan, of course, former great rugby player with Clontarf, but he was a prominent member too, wasn't he? And a good swimmer and water polo player.
Yeah, I tell you, Norman played. Norman concentrated more on swimming than water polo.
Yeah.
Leinster Championships. Now, Norman would have won Leinster Championships. He was what you'd call a middle distance man, 200 to about 800 was Norman's strength, you know. And he was a fine swimmer, and as you say, like, you'd know more about the rugby end of me.
Yeah.
He played rugby for Clontarf
too. He was a prop forward with the Clontarf senior team for many, many seasons. And another name I want to mention, of course, is Brian Dennis, because he was he captained Ireland, didn't he, in the mid 50s, I think.
He did indeed. When I joined the club there first, I think it was 54. Brian was captain of the international team at that stage, and he, up to the sort of late 50s, he was a very strong water polo player, Brian. I remember him there. You know, he had a great burst of speed over the short distance, and he was a great reader of the game. He'd be onto the ball quicker than anybody, you know what I mean?
I know, yeah.
Yeah, and he worked things out well that way. But like that again, we've had some quite prominent members on the Irish water polo team down through the years.
Yeah.
The two Page brothers, Kevin and Davy.
Yeah, yeah.
Davy was one of the outstanding. Unfortunately, poor old Davy died there a couple of years ago. But Davy was an outstanding water polo player for Ireland. He was really up to international standard, centre forward. And Kevin, his brother, kind of, Kevin was a great reader of the game, a midfield player, the half-backs into the half-forwards. He could swing a game around very quickly, and he was very strong. And then there's lads there that are still playing water polo that have been international. Paul McMenamin comes to mind. Paul is probably be competing tomorrow. He's in his 40s now, but he was an outstanding international too.
Good.
And Mick Cope and Goals, you know.
I see. But and the club, of course, won Irish Junior Cup and Senior Cup competitions, didn't they?
They were big milestones, if you like, because they're the premier competitions in the country, the Irish Junior Cup and the Irish Senior Cup. Now, the Junior Cup was won in the 60s by a team when Kevin Page and his group were all... it was under 16, and they won it a number of times, and they went on to be a good force as a senior team then, and won the Leinster Senior Cup, which was a bit like the the Leinster Cup in rugby, like. It was a real glamour event at the end of the season here in Leinster. The final was always played in Blackrock Baths, and you'd have a good evening over in O'Rourke's after.
The tradition
still goes on. But we only once ever lifted the Senior Cup, and that's by a group there that the lads are still quite active in running the club today. Paul Byrne and Paul Mack and Jay Cope and Mick Cope and that group, you know.
And Pádraig, you mentioned there about after Blackrock going across to O'Rourke's, like every sporting club, the social side is most important. And of course, the Tiller Club down in the yacht played a prominent role in this win.
Well, indeed. The lads used to go back to the yacht after the baths. Like, the club itself had, and still does, has a great kind of a program of swimming, racing. The 50s they used to be, one length of Clontarf baths, and there was prizes every Sunday morning throughout the summer. And there'd be cups won, and they'd go down to the yacht. And old Mick Tobin, the owner of the yacht at the time, would fill the cup for the lads, but the fellas then to have a few drinks and a bit of a sing-song. So he used to put them out the back into the barrel room. And a little kind of a club formed, not only the swimmers, but you got members from the golf club, the tennis club and the rugby club. And that used to meet up down in the yacht.
That's right.
And they could have their little function. And eventually changed the back room into a little lounge for them. And it was called the Tiller. They called it the Tiller Club at the back of the yacht. And some great evening in that.
And in fact, I heard a true story, Pádraig, that one night they were down there after a swim and they adopted an English League football club, and not one of the fashionable ones, and the team they adopted was Scunthorpe United. You heard that story, I'm sure.
That's right. The Scunthorpe was adopted, I think it was Danny Potter. Did you know Danny?
Yes, I did, yes. Yeah,
he was tied up with the Royal Dublin.
That's right,
The Opera Society and that.
I think
it was Danny initiated that. And the thing about the Tiller Club was they always went in a kind of a way for the underdog, you know?
Correct.
So they weren't going for the big ones.
I know.
And they had a couple of trips over to Scunthorpe for matches.
Yeah.
And I believe 20 or 30 of them went over a few times, and I think they doubled the gauge, you know.
Well, I did hear the story, Pádraig, that one fixture they went over to see Scunthorpe United, and one of the lads was in charge of booking the tickets for the game, and he rang up the office of Scunthorpe United and said they wanted to make a block booking for 30 for the game against Lincoln City in 3 weeks' time. And the girl said, "Are you having me on?" They never had a block booking at all, you know, in their life.
Indeed. And there was one time we were going over on the boat, and the barman was asked them on the boat, "He's going over for United, you know?" And they said, "No, Scunthorpe." Scunthorpe. He asked them about three or four times. Are you sure?
Great. Well, anyway, Pádraig, back to tomorrow, of course, and this fundraiser for the Irish Cancer Society, Action Against Prostate Cancer. You're looking forward to a big turnout, and hopefully the buckets will jangle away from the contributions made.
Yeah, well, the weather's looking good, Fergus. Yeah. And you get a lot of people come down the Bull for a walk and a swim, you know.
Of course, yeah.
And hopefully now tomorrow, you'd get an extra turnout. Like, as I said, you could have 250 competitors, men and women, and families come along and all. So there'll be a good crowd there anyway.
Good.
But say, we've put notices up, and like yourself, like your good self, has been publicised. And so we're hoping for a good turnout, and we hope people will support it. I'm sure they will. It's a good cause.
It is a great cause. Okay, Pádraig, really appreciate your time this morning. Hope you have a successful day tomorrow, and look forward to chatting to you again as the Open Sea competitions develop throughout this summer. Thanks a lot, Pádraig, for your time.
Thank you, Fergus.